This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
G'day and welcome to Time with God, just this few minutes that we spend each morning on the radio here, opening up a little bit of what the Bible has to say and inviting God himself to speak into our lives through his word, the Bible. And this is what God does. God isn't someone who just started the universe spinning and is interestedly watching to see what we do with our lives and see what we discover scientifically and laugh at our little ignorance and be ready at the end, of course, to judge everyone. No, God is totally involved in life in this universe, not just on the macro scale, but on the micro scale. God is involved in your life and mine, and he is reaching out to us with love and with grace. And this is our theme this week. We're looking at God's grace and what it means to us. And we've seen that it's not that God is holy on one side and loving and gracious on the other, and that these are kind of battling with each other. No, all of these are expressions of God's perfect nature, and they all work together perfectly. God's grace doesn't trump his holiness, and his holiness doesn't squash his grace. They are together. He's holy and righteous in a gracious way, and he's gracious in a way that does not contradict his holiness and justice. We saw yesterday that God's basic nature is this holiness, that he is so far beyond us in terms of his goodness and perfection. He can't have this relationship with sinful people, and that this leaves us with a massive problem because we're all so sinful. We've all constantly throughout the day doing things that our little conscience inside of us is telling us, you shouldn't be doing that. You shouldn't have said that. Don't say that. Don't be thinking that. And yet we go right ahead with those things. And it causes a barrier between us and God. But today I want to take you to a verse in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18 in the Bible, where it says this: "Therefore, the Lord longs to be gracious to you, and therefore he waits on high to have compassion on you, for the Lord is a God of justice. How blessed are those who long for him." Well, it seems kind of strange for him to put these two things together, doesn't it? He waits to have compassion on you, for the Lord is a God of justice. Well, those things don't seem to fit together to us, really, do they? Justice and compassion, grace and holiness. But that's the way God is. His character is just. He cannot just overlook our sins. He can't. It's not his nature. He's just, he's the judge of this universe. And so there's a penalty for sin, for doing things that break his moral laws that are written into our consciences. That penalty has to be paid. It cannot be overlooked. But he's also merciful. And he sees our struggle and our failings, and he wants to make a way for us to be forgiven. And so God designed a plan which would both confirm his holy nature and his need for justice, but on the other hand would also mean that we could escape the spiritual and physical judgment of God in the end. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.